Let's move on to those bad guys, the irregular verbs in the present tense. To be honest, they're not all that bad once you know that the irregularity only occurs in two places, the familiar do form and the RZS. Apart from that, they're perfectly well behaved. We'll deal with three kinds of irregularity. Firstly, there's a small group of verbs in which the letter I sneaks in to the do and RZS forms of the verb. Let's look at to read, which in German is
lesen.
Lesen. If a good book is ein gutes Buch and especially is besonders, how would you say I'm just reading an especially good book?
Ich lese gerade ein besonders gutes Buch.
Na, sehen Sie? Well, you see, kein Problem. No problem with a verb. What about we're reading a difficult word in the dictionary? Remember that shift from the German T to the softer D in English? So hardening the sound back to T again, work out what word is in German. Bravo! Wort. Note that W in German is pronounced like an English V, as in Volkswagen. The plural of Wort is Wörter, so can you work out the German for the dictionary, a words book?
Das Wörterbuch.
Natürlich. Now taking it step by step, how would you say in the dictionary?
Im Wörterbuch.
Gut. Im Wörterbuch. You already know the word for difficult, which is
schwierig.
Ja, schwierig, or you'll also hear schwer. Remember Schwierigkeit, difficulty? Remembering to make schwierig agreeable with das Wort, how would you say we're reading a difficult word in the dictionary?
Wir lesen ein schwieriges Wort im Wörterbuch.
Prima. Wir lesen ein schwieriges Wort im Wörterbuch. Again, the wir verb ending is quite normal. So, if message is die Nachricht and important, as you already know, is wichtig, how would you say they are reading my important message?
Sie lesen meine wichtige Nachricht.
Richtig, Sie lesen meine wichtige Nachricht. Wieder kein Problem. Again, no problem with the Z ending of the verb. But watch what happens with the do form and the RZS. We say du liest, written L-I-E-S-T, and RZS liest, also L-I-E-S-T. Did you note the I that slipped in before the E in liest? So how would Julius ask Julia, which newspaper are you reading, Julia? Which newspaper is welche Zeitung?
Welche Zeitung liest du, Julia?
Genau, welche Zeitung liest du, Julia? Imagine she replies, my uncle always recommends die Berliner Zeitung. To recommend is empfehlen. That's E-M-P... F-E-H-L-E-N. It belongs to that same group of verbs that slip in the letter I for the do and RZS forms. So how would you say he recommends? Ja, empfiehlt. Now, if uncle is der Onkel and always is immer, how would you say my uncle always recommends the Berliner Zeitung to me?
Mein Onkel empfiehlt mir immer die Berliner Zeitung.
Toll! Mein Onkel empfiehlt mir immer die Berliner Zeitung. Imagine Julius replies that he has no time to read the articles, he only reads the headlines. Articles are die Artikel. So splitting that up, he has no time to read the articles.
Er hat keine Zeit, die Artikel zu lesen.
Er hat keine Zeit, die Artikel zu lesen. And now, he only reads the headlines. Headlines are die Schlagzeilen. That's Schlag, capital S-C-H-L-A-G, which is part of schlagen, to hit, and zeilen, Z-E-I-L-E-N, lines of a page, die Schlagzeilen, the headlines that hit you between the eyes. Only is nur, so once again, he only reads the headlines, or as a German person would put it, he reads only the headlines.
Er liest nur die Schlagzeilen.
Er liest nur die Schlagzeilen. And now the whole sentence. He has no time to read the articles. He only reads the headlines.
Er hat keine Zeit, die Artikel zu lesen. Er liest nur die Schlagzeilen.
Richtig. Er hat keine Zeit, die Artikel zu lesen. Er liest nur die Schlagzeilen. The verb sehen, to see, follows the same irregular pattern as lesen. So, using the do form, how would you say, do you see?
Siehst du?
Siehst du? And if over there is dort drüben, try, do you see the people over there?
Siehst du die Leute dort drüben?
Siehst du die Leute dort drüben? If you see is du siehst, that's S-I-E-H-S-T, what about he sees?
Er sieht.
Er sieht. Gut. To look when describing one's appearance is the separable verb aussehen. Aussehen comes from sehen and follows the same pattern, adding that extra I. So, remembering pretty is hübsch and girl is das Mädchen, how would you say, the girl over there looks really pretty?
Das Mädchen da drüben sieht wirklich hübsch aus.
Das Mädchen dort drüben sieht wirklich hübsch aus. Julius, Achtung, watch out. Vorsicht, be careful. Sie ist nicht hübscher als Julia. Hübscher als, prettier than. Sich ansehen, also from sehen, means to look at. Okay, if works of art are Kunstwerke, let's try. Julius likes to look at modern works of art. For likes to, simply use the help of gern, which Michelle Thomas explained to you implies gladly. Remembering to make modern agreeable with Kunstwerke, how would you say, Julius likes to look at modern works of art?
Julius sieht sich gern moderne Kunstwerke an.
Genau.